From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. The United States and Egypt are expected to reach accord on enhanced collaboration in the fight against radical Islamic terrorism Monday. That's when President Donald Trump is scheduled to host Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi at the White House. The White House issued in advance of the visit, praising the Egyptian leader's tough policy in battling terrorists. The Oval Office meeting has been closely watched in Cairo, where there is intense curiosity about Trump's intentions toward Egypt and the greater Muslim world. Authorities in Colombia are still searching for dozens of people missing after floodwaters swept through the southwestern town of Mocoa. It killed nearly 200 people. The Red Cross says another 400 people were injured. President Juan Manuel Santos visited the wrecked town near the border with Ecuador Saturday and declared a state of public calamity. Santos said the government will do everything possible to help families, not only the families who lost their loved ones, but all of those who lost their homes. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water. Iraqi state television says the chief lieutenant of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed in an airstrike near the Syrian border. The report says Ayad al-Jumaili and several other regional IS commanders were killed in a strike by the Iraqi Air Force in far western Iraq. The report did not say when the attack occurred and offered no other details. This is VOA News.